The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, should you want to bring up what's on your mind, you can do that at 855-450-FREE. It is the 420 edition of the show. Daryl and I were at the Concord 420 today. Where were you? Maybe you want to tell us your story, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to Armed Truth. He's done some interesting research, or at least so he says. Did some research into this meta-self idea, which is this sort of poppycock, ridiculous, you know, throw a bunch of words out of your mouth concept. At least that's the way it seems to me, that has been thrown out here on Free Talk Live by one of the callers, Brian in California. And basically, Armed Truth, you've eviscerated that, saying that he's essentially lifted all of the concepts from some
Chinese guy named
Chinese guy from back how long ago?
It's about 1,000 to 1,200 A.D. Chinchu Meta. And, yeah, and I have a I have a scenario for them. I was thinking, what if let's say you own a big forested land, you purchased, and like Southern Oregon, and you're going to, cut it down for lumber to sell. And, the last remaining Southern Oregon cricket nests in those trees. So when you go to cut down the lumber, you have Cheryl, the freshman from Oregon State liberal arts major, who's sitting up in the tree with an Inconvenient Truth on audio tape and a bottle of Fiji water, and is going to sit up there and wait, and not let you cut down the trees. Would it be easier to just shoot her and go forward and, cut down the trees, or find a peaceful solution?
This is an excellent question. Hold on.
Peaceful solution.
Before you go on with the solution, I think this is an excellent question. And it has to do with these meta self advocates, these, what do they call themselves, ego utilitarian?
Ego utilitarian.
Basically believing that, using force is not generally profitable. But if there was some time when it would be profitable, they'd be willing to use it. And you can't get them to nail down that time would be.
Let me put myself in the meta-utilitarian shoe for a moment.
Okay.
Obviously, it was a shoe that was stolen from somebody else because that serves the greater purpose.
Yeah.
So it would not be profitable to shoot the person in the tree because that would be wasting a bullet. You just cut the tree down with them sitting in the tree anyway.
Yeah, it was an interesting question, Arm Truth. Any other comments? Go for it.
No, I just think it's funny. I think he's I think he's a very intelligent caller, and I wish that he would use his intelligent purposes for developing better ways for the liberty movement rather than trying to develop, what he claimed, obviously I made the Chinchu meta crap up. Just that he developed his own whole.
Oh, so you made that up. Okay, so you're.
Yeah.
I Googled the guy just a minute ago and could not find Chinchu meta.
Darn it, that was a good story. I was enjoying that one.
He didn't kill a whole village over three swipes of butter. But,
Somebody has. But was there a Chinchu meta, and did they invent the meta self thing?
No.
Okay. My dreams are being dashed on the rocks right now.
I have called him Captain Gullible on the air more than one time.
China actually exists, though, Ian. that part he did not make up.
I'm just saying that it just shows, though, that this whole meta-self thing, it's just, I just don't believe that violence should be used for, there's always a better way for peace. And war, maybe to some extent, I think he's trying to almost hint that wars should be, there's a way that war could be fought instead of peace. I would say that there are times maybe that war should happen, but it is such a minute time compared to what we're at. We're in just this continuous war.
I'm willing to believe in the just war. as soon as somebody shows it to me. I mean, there have been some instances where I've sort of looked historically, and I'm like, okay, I can get that. I can get behind that one. But in many cases, I just can't.
Arm Truth, thanks for the call. I appreciate the thoughts. Very thoughtful. Appreciate that. 855-450-FREEZE, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Coming up, a disturbing case of, should I put rape in quotes, Daryl?
Yes, definitely.
We're going to get to that. But first, since it was brought up, this whole New York voter situation, Daryl, you said you hadn't seen anything about this. I've seen it all over the place since the primary election in New York on Tuesday. And that is, here's a, according to Vice.com, New York State's Attorney General has opened an investigation into alleged improprieties in the state's presidential primary election this Tuesday that prevented people from voting, starting with a probe of the New York City Board of Elections. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said in a statement on Wednesday that he was deeply troubled by the volume and consistency of voting irregularities. Mark, you said you'd seen headlines of over 100,000, was that right?
It was 125,000. It wasn't the headlines that I saw. I heard it on NPR.
That had been somehow disenfranchised, that had been removed
from the,
from the rolls?
Yeah.
Schneiderman's office set up a hotline for voters experiencing issues at the polls on Tuesday, which is pretty typical. You can
right. There's always a voter hotline. If you, you know, have some kind of trouble, call this number.
We'll talk to you and try to make you feel better about the fact that your vote isn't going to count.
No, there have been times when they've taken action.
And right. Done what?
No, sometimes the person finds out, no, your polling precinct changed 4 years ago. You need to go to this other place.
That's probably pretty useful. I'm just saying that as a person who was purged from the voter rolls back in, I think this was 2000, whatever it was, the George Bush one?
Yeah, 2000.
I was purged from voter rolls for that one because felons in the state of Florida weren't allowed to vote. They've since changed those rules to some extent. Huh. But, I was taken off the voter rolls there, and I showed up at the voting place, and they said, nope, sorry, you won't be voting here. And they didn't tell me what I could do.
Right, and they generally won't tell you what you can do. That's why you call the voter hotline.
Why don't they give you a piece of paper that says call the voter hotline?
Because that would make sense, Mark.
Over 1,000 people apparently did complain at this election, and Schneiderman further said, if necessary, we will initiate inquiries in additional areas of the state where voting irregularities appeared unusually high. And then he went on and blathered about voting being the cornerstone of democracy, and says that if any New Yorker was illegally prevented from voting, he'll do everything in his power to make sure their vote counts and ensure that it never happens again. But will that result in a change? No, of course not. Hillary Clinton decidedly won this election. And that's, you know, obviously a big shot to the Bernie campaign. Do you think that he can come back?
I don't know. And the thing that I had mentioned earlier when Mark brought this up was the headline about 3 million, where Bernie Sanders said 3 million New Yorkers were disenfranchised because they're registered independent, not Republican or Democrat. And Bernie has done best in the states where they have the what is supposedly an open primary, to where if you're registered as an independent, you can vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. Mm-hmm. Bernie's done better in those states.
Yeah, he needs an open primary with a winner-take-all as delegates. The system could be more and less rigged, but it's all rigged.
That's true, because whoever wins, we lose.
Right, and regardless of whether it's winner-take-all, winner-take-some, winner-take-most, the key thing that needs to be mentioned here, because the Republican and Democratic parties are private entities, they should be funding their own primary.
Agreed.
It should not be taxpayer funded.
100%. I'd like to point out, Ian, that Barack Obama lost the New York primary to Hillary Clinton by 17%. So
interesting. Still could be anyone's game, you think?
Because Hillary still promotes herself as a New Yorker.
Right.
I think, the lady from Little Rock.
Right. But she rode the subway.
Right. She didn't touch anything. I think
the handrail. She touched the handrail.
The seven of the last nine he's won, so I would say he's still in it for sure.
So there is detail here about the 126,000 Democratic voters in Brooklyn that have been purged. We can tell you about that coming up. You can
Sanders'
join us.
Hometown.
That's where they purchased him?
Yeah.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can comment on whatever's on your mind. Plus, we'll get back to 420 news here in moments. And you can join us on the radio waves. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on Free Talk Live, the 420 edition.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What is it that has happened in New York with reports, a lot of them, over 1,000 apparently, reports coming into the Attorney General's office about voter irregularities or voting irregularities. We can continue that. Also on the way here tonight, a very strange, put rape in quotes kind of case. Well, Daryl will tell us more about what that means. Again, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. According to the story at vice.com, there were 126,000 Democratic voters in Brooklyn who had been purged from the borough's voter roll since last November, raising concerns from the mayor of the city. But an elections official told a radio station in town the purge was the result of Brooklyn officials finally catching up with a backlog of voters who had either moved or become inactive, which is what you, I think, had speculated previously, Daryl.
Yes, because I know here in New Hampshire, I think it's the year ending in one. So it would be whenever they do the, after the census, when they're doing the redistricting.
So 2011.
And then again in 2021. Right. They'll go through, and anybody that has not shown up to vote at least once in the last decade will then be removed from the voter rolls. Unless the person shows up to say, I'm still alive, please don't remove me.
He said that the office would investigate a number of other issues in voting in New York City, including reports of voters who showed up to vote within voting hours, only to find their polling locations were not open. And apparently, New York polls open as early as 6 a.m.
Yes.
And close at 9 p.m. So the story I saw yesterday was that somebody showed up at 6 a.m. and the poll did not open for quite a while. I did not get the time frame that that it took, but it was a long
wait. And I know here in New Hampshire, some of the polls will open as early as 7.
Really?
Other polls don't open until, like, 11.
Another 60.
So some of the smaller towns that surround Keene, their polling hours are from, like, 11 to 7.
Another 60,000 voters, he noted, were sent notices the primary was in September rather than April.
the primary for state and congressional offices
and many
in
voters,
September, the same way in New Hampshire, state and congressional is in September.
Many voters complained of
that many people, though. There's millions of people in New York City and millions more in New York State. When you send out a notice, somebody's not going to read it properly.
That's possibly what happened. Many voters complained of uninformed poll workers who could not operate voting machines, erroneously told voters to go to another polling site, and provided New Yorkers with contradictory and often incorrect information, all of which caused confusion and possible voter disenfranchisement. And isn't it possible that somebody who is a political operative for one party or the other, because I suspect both of them would be willing to do this,
yes,
go in, volunteer for being a voter check-in person or whatever you call
yep.
it, at one of these places, and then, you know, you're looking at the list, somebody's walking up telling you they're such and such from wherever, and you look and you see, oh, that's the other political party. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to this other location. You're at the wrong location. And they're just, oh, okay, I thought this was, I guess I'll go over there. And then, you know, how many people can they do that to and just say, oh, oops, I made a mistake.
But I don't know whether I agree with you on this one, Ian. So think about it for a second. Here in New Hampshire, we probably, this is just a guess, have some of the largest voter fraud in America. And it has That's the claim. It has to do with our first in the nation status. So you'll have a lot of people who come from Massachusetts and around America and around the world to just kind of see what's going on in New Hampshire because it's a big, long ramp up to the presidential election, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And obviously people want their candidate to win, and the stories are that many people who have, you know, the kids who've come to work for the campaign for 6 weeks beforehand, they care so much about their candidate that not only do they come here for 6 weeks, but they vote while they're here and then they go home the day after.
Okay, what's that have to do with this case?
Well, those people are voting in primaries. This is a primary.
What does it have to do with people turning them away?
What does a Republican care as to whether or not a Democrat votes for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So they just don't know, and they probably have a preference. They know that there will be a Democratic nominee, whether they send somebody to another poll or not. So I'm not entirely sure that there's...
Maybe they have one preference. You know, maybe they want to see Hillary win
but
or
how
whatever.
Would you know? I mean, how would you know that sending
you
somebody away...
Which is why I'm saying, if somebody said it was just an accident... then you know they wouldn't necessarily be caught on to unless they did it a whole bunch.
I just don't. I don't
you
think
do
you
once
could,
every 20 or something
you
like that.
You can't look go around and look and see who's going to vote for Clinton or Sanders. You just don't know that ahead of time. So sending somebody away doesn't benefit
True.
A poll worker.
All right, you made a strong argument.
Yeah, and one thing that I will say is I've been involved in several elections where there's been sort of, you know, tricky stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
When I ran for mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, there was something that happened to where people got postcards mailed to them saying your polling location has changed, but most of the postcards did not arrive until after
Oops.
The election. And people were driving to the polling place where it should have been. And not only was that not their polling place, but there was no polling place there and no signage saying where it had
where
moved.
To go. Oh, wow. Yep, that's a big screw up.
Yeah, so they're calling the elections people and they're like, well, we mailed you a postcard.
Wow.
Sorry.
Well, I think the best argument that I've ever seen is the 2000 voter purge in Florida for the presidential primary. Basically, what you know, the notion, there's a movie that came out about it, and it seemed pretty plausible to me, is that you know, the idea is that felons can't vote in the state of Florida, and felons are statistically much more likely to be Democrats than Republicans, and nobody's been enforcing this law up to this point. So let's just go through the voter rolls and purge all the felons out, and then it'll knock out, I don't know, 1% of the Democrats? I mean, that can, in a swing state like Florida where it's projected to be close, let's just go ahead and do that.
So you got purged.
I got purged. I would have obviously, well, let's see, in 2000, it was you and Wes were both trying to get me to vote for their candidate, so you wanted
oh,
me to vote
good.
For Harry Brown, and you know, Wes wanted me to vote for whoever the Republican
Let me guess,
was.
You voted for the Republican.
I couldn't vote.
Oh, okay. Got pulled before
tell you
that.
The Republican in 2000 was George W. Bush.
Yeah, I know who it was. and I was going to go vote for Harry Brown, but I wasn't sure whether, you know, like, it could have changed in the polling place. I'm not 100%
and
sure.
Let me just say this one thing about the 2000 election. Florida should have been absolutely meaningless because if Al Gore would have been able to win his home state, Florida would not have mattered at all.
And if you can't win as the Veep of one of the most successful presidencies in America, then you probably don't deserve it.
Right, but again, if he would have won his home state, he would have gone over the 270.
So Bush
the
won.
The Florida recount would have been absolutely meaningless because it would not have swayed the election.
Tennessee, Einstein.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know where Gore's from.
Okay.
Gore's from Tennessee.
Gotcha. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. All I know is he invented the internet.
Yeah. And global warming, change, climate, something.
Speaking of the internet, Metallica is on the attack. At least in this case, their manager. And that's pretty darn close to Metallica.
They're attacking their manager this time?
No, they're on. The manager is on the attack against YouTube. We can talk about that coming up. But first, the supposed rape case that Daryl is going to explain to us. We'll tell you more about it. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can also bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization, people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, live out your own values in healthcare. Join the movement. It's let's change healthcare for good. And I've got to say, we did Liberty Health Share, and the savings is just a bit more than half of what health insurance was as far as the price ended out. You can go to joinlhs.com. It's joinlhs.com, and the number is 800-722-8041. Joinlhs.com.
All right, let's continue here. Different news, Daryl. This is still the 420 edition of the show, so if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us. We can come back around to it. But first, from, I believe, was it a college campus somewhere? What's going on?
So Colorado State Pueblo, and my laptop just froze up. No,
the story was about a young man.
Reason, and yeah, my laptop has frozen on me here.
Okay, well, so it's
Colorado State Pueblo, And there was a couple, a young man and his trainer, an athletic trainer of some sort, and they had a consensual relationship. And she says that she was most definitely not raped, and I've got the story up here. But he was expelled nonetheless after a university investigation.
So she was the trainer?
Yes.
And he was, what, the athlete?
Yes.
Okay.
And she claims she wasn't raped. Quote, yes. I'm fine and I wasn't raped?
Yes.
Unquote.
And that's according to the lawsuit from the athlete against the school.
What's the claim here? Is this that he, that she was underage?
He was found responsible for sexually assaulting her, apparently. By the college.
Right, and that's why he was expelled.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though she says that there was no assault.
All right.
So he is suing the school, which persuasively, the lawsuit reason says, persuasively argues that the university not only deprived him of fundamental due process, but also denied sexual agency to an adult woman. Taken at face value, this case appears to represent one of the most paternalistic, puritanically anti-sex witch hunts ever reported on a college campus.
Yeah, but it's really bizarre.
That's not the only reason this case is interesting. The student athlete, Grant Neal, has named the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights as a co-defendant. OCR, that's the Office of Civil Rights, Title IX guidance to universities, encourages male gender bias and violation of due process rights during sexual misconduct investigations, according to the legal team. Earlier this month, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education and the law firm of Kaiser, LeGrand, and Dillon offered to represent a student who is willing to sue OCR.
While we don't know his name?
What's that?
We don't know his name?
His name, the student is Grant Neal.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's necessarily who FIRE and the law firm have agreed to represent. While Neal has retained different legal representation, it appears that his lawyer, Andrew Miltenberg, is prepared to make similar arguments against Title IX overreach. More on that in a bit. Neal's expulsion, it's silly to call such a thing a suspension, multi-year suspensions are expulsions. Mm. His expulsion stemmed from his alleged inappropriate sexual relationship with a female student and athletic trainer known only as Jane Doe. In the fall of last year, Neal was a sophomore at Cal State Pueblo. He and Doe became good friends and eventually developed romantic
feelings. Cal State?
Colorado State, sorry. Developed romantic feelings for each other. Sexual relationships between between athletes and trainers are frowned upon, so they first attempted to remain just friends.
We probably shouldn't put
an
athlete and a trainer, you know, that opposite sex together, since heterosexuality is still, you know, statistically the most likely thing to go on.
I remember when I was in high school, speaking of opposite sex trainers, all of the trainers, and that's the term that they use for basically the people that assist the coaches in wrapping the tape around athletes' legs and stuff. They're called trainers, so it's not like your personal trainer at the gym.
That's what it sounds like.
Give me one more. No, so there's a term called athletic trainer that is someone that is different from a personal trainer.
No, thank you for clarifying that.
And it's quite common for those people to be female.
I would think that as what you're describing here sounds very much like somebody, you know, you'd have to be pretty interested in the athletic program to go and wrap somebody else's feet, right?
Yeah.
And the person that would be interested for a variety of reasons, but probably just a few that you could identify. Sexual attraction to athletes of a certain, like people have their thing.
Sure they do.
For me, it's 9 foot tall Amazon women. For them, it's these athletes or whatever it might
be. So you dream of death by snooze?
I'm just that's very funny. So it might be somebody who wanted to be this particular type of athlete and failed at it. But it seems like there'd be just a few different personality types that would be interested in being a trainer.
Yes.
And I'm sure some of them are platonic, but not all of them would be.
Yes.
Of course not.
I mean, there's only a few motivations in the world. Money, sex, those are at the top.
All right. And we're talking about college students here. So.
Yes. Well, I mean, say what you want, I'm sure.
On October 23rd, after developing a friendship, they went to the movies together.
Oh, my God!
After the movie, they kissed and engaged in consensual sexual behavior.
Bam, just like that.
They did so the following evening as well.
Apparently it was good.
These were not drunken hookups. These were mutually agreed upon encounters, according to the details in the lawsuit. At one point, Neil expressed concerns about having given Doe a hickey. That is a kiss mark on her
in
neck.
In case people don't know, I guess. It is important.
Just in case somebody reading Reason is
that's
not aware of what
in.
A hickey is.
Right, that's what Reason put in.
I have not administered a hickey to to somebody since high school. How do you actually...
Well, this is college. It's high
they
school
were college.
This is high school with cigarettes.
All right.
And alcohol, possibly. But he expressed concern because the other trainers might notice. Doe encouraged him to do so anyway and promised to wear a hoodie the next day.
Go ahead, give me a hickey.
These and other anecdotes demonstrates Doe's full complicity in the sexual activity that took place.
Sure sounds like it.
Well, though her statements are even more definitive.
I want to talk about hickeys.
So okay, please.
Who wants one of these things?
I never did.
What would you want a hickey for? Can somebody help me out here?
It's something that some people are into. You know, a lot of ladies enjoy the suckling on of a neck.
Okay.
You know, right, and, you know, it's sort of a mark of... Hey,
we've been there, done that.
Look who got lucky last night.
Yeah. Oh, look at
and
Tonto.
I've got the marks to prove it.
I just, they're tacky.
I tend to agree. Yeah.
Tacky.
I don't much care for it, but I get why people like it. I understand that.
I don't, I guess. All right, go ahead.
The hickey was indeed noticed by another trainer, described as the complainant in the lawsuit.
Oh, the trainer that wanted to put a hickey on somebody. Okay, guy.
When confronted, Doe confessed to complainant that she and Dean had engaged in sex. According to the lawsuit, complainant presumed the sex was non-consensual.
I'm going to bet, hold on, I'm going to bet complainant is a female.
Probably.
The toll-free number is 855-453. The
girls are notorious. Complainant presumed the sex was non-consensual and reported it to the director of the athletic department.
Crazy. That's crazy.
There's more.
As though a rapist is going to give a hickey. I think that's probably pretty...
As though the victim isn't going to mention being raped.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, you're telling us a story that is beginning to get pretty detailed about a relationship between a trainer, somebody who wraps bandages around people, and an athlete at a school,
yes,
at a college campus.
Right, and the article does not specify what sport, but it's really sort of, you know, a moot point.
How tall is he?
Don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, so they developed a friendship. And
that led to a hickey.
Well, led to them going to the movies.
Right.
That led to kissing. That led to a consensual sexual encounter. The next night, they got together again, and during that sexual encounter is when the hickey occurred. So the second time, one of the other trainers noticed the hickey, and that other trainer is known only as Complainant. Complainant presumed the sex was non-consensual and reported it to the director of the athletic training program. Later, Doe found out. She contacted Neil with the bad news, texted him the following message. Quote, one of the athletic training students screwed me over. She went behind my back,
so we know the complainant
and
is.
And told my AT, so that would be the athletic training, told my AT advisor stuff that wasn't true. 3 exclamations. I'm trying so hard to fix it all. End quote. Neil and Doe met in person to discuss the situation. Without Doe's knowledge, Neil recorded the conversation. This audio recording further establishes that their sex was consensual. While in Neil's presence, Doe fielded a phone call from a coordinator of the athletic training program and stated, quote, I'm fine and I wasn't raped. She then called her mother and told her the same thing. Both Doe and her mother pressed the administrators of the athletic training program, a husband and wife team, to drop the matter, but it was too late. They had already contacted the Title IX office.
Apparently, when you contact the Title IX office, you know, it's like pulling a fire alarm. You never know what they're going to do.
It takes its life of its own.
Yes. To be clear, Colorado State Pueblo apparently believes that Title IX requires the university to investigate a student for sexual misconduct.
That's the sort of thing that happens in these circumstances. Well, it's been reported at this point, and once it's been reported, we've opened a file. Once we've opened a file,
we've got to conduct the investigation.
We have to conduct the investigation. And
even after the Title IX office was contacted by the mother and the alleged victim with "this was not rape," the Title IX office continued their investigation.
Well, of course.
So the full statement here is that the Title IX office of Colorado State Pueblo believes that they're required to investigate a student for sexual misconduct, even when the alleged victim resolutely insists that he is innocent and does not want the issue investigated.
Yeah, I'm not. I guess I'm unsurprised. Now, the conclusion of the investigation surprises me. I don't think any of it's acceptable, Daryl. But I'm unsurprised that when a government agency has a report of, remember, this is a terrible report, right? Rape. The word rape, especially on a college campus, which is the worst place that you can say the word rape, has been sort of reported.
Other than at a preschool, it would be a horrible.
Rape's always bad, I'd just like to say.
I'm just saying that
there are some places that are worse.
I don't know if it's worse. It's just certainly there's talk about colleges.
In the eyes of the public, if you will, they will see certain types of rape as worse than other types of rape.
That they do. And the zeitgeist right now is college campuses.
But Ian, I completely agree that all rape is horrible.
Except for statutory rape, which is usually consensual. But yes, that's
not, shouldn't be called that at all.
That's an insult to real rape victims.
Yeah, it should be called consensual sex with an underage person or something to that effect. But they want to toss around the term rape. Rapity, rape, rape, rape. It's just fun to say that. And especially when you're talking about a male, they're just, colleges have lowered the threshold for proof in these circumstances. Apparently at Colorado State Pueblo, it's lowered to the point that the victim saying it didn't occur.
Well, she could be lying.
Right. Well, she could be. She could be covering, she could have, Stockholm syndrome.
Administrators essentially treated Doe like an object that belonged to them that no one else was allowed to touch. Neil and Doe, it should be noted, had consensual sex again, probably because they genuinely liked one another and were interested in each other.
That's the idea.
Despite the university's Herculean effort to keep them from touching one another. Doe told another administrator, "Our stories are the same, and he's a good guy. He's not a rapist. He's not a criminal. It's not even worthy of this hoopla."
Hoopla? You don't hear that one very often.
Yeah, you don't. To belabor the point a bit, here are the messages she sent to Neil even after the university instituted a reciprocal no-contact order. "I miss you and care about you so much, Grant. Everything will work out, I promise."
So they issue a no-contact order and
reciprocal no-contact, meaning
she can't talk to him.
She can't talk to him. She sends him text messages anyway.
So let me ask you this. I assume as an athlete, he's got an athletic scholarship, and that's the way they're holding him hostage on this one.
We don't necessarily know that because not all colleges give athletic scholarships.
They don't.
Not all colleges that give athletic scholarships give them to all athletes.
So how long's the semester?
Half a year.
It's not 6 months, dude.
That's true.
Probably
4 months?
Four?
3.5 months. I mean, these are college semesters. We're not even talking about high school semesters here.
Okay.
Call it 3.5 months. I mean, if I was in a circumstance where I had, the college had nothing over me, I can go to, I'll just go to a private university or, some other, you just leave and you go with your new boyfriend or girlfriend and you just go elsewhere.
Well, as you already mentioned, Mark, once they start an investigation, they're not just going to say, he's not going to school here anymore. Guess we don't have to finish the paperwork.
Investigate away.
Yeah.
The
only thing they did to him was suspend him. So.
No, they basically expelled him.
Oh, right.
They expelled him.
Right. It went down his permanent record.
The next text message that was sent from Jane Doe says, "I hope you know I still care about you so much. I'm trying so hard to fix this. You don't deserve any of this. I just want to talk to you again. I'm so sorry. Sorry in all capitals, so with about five O's.
Yeah.
I hope that you're okay. I'm so worried. I'm so sorry. I'm so upset they did this.
The haters will say they're just trauma bonding. No,
yeah.
He's abusing her, and now it's trauma.
There's always somebody out there. In this case, he violated some rule, which was you're not supposed to touch the trainers. Which, of course,
that was not a rule.
It's frowned upon, is what they
the tradition.
Frowned upon. Okay. Well, I mean,
eating the last banana out of something or eating the last donut is also frowned upon. It's not illegal.
I understand. You're reading the Hit and Run blog from Reason. This isn't God's word handed down from Moses on high. This is the writer saying what he's saying. Let's
yes.
assume
and
if it's frowned
I was,
upon.
I was an athlete in high school, and it was frowned upon to date the trainers. It wasn't a rule that if you date
probably,
the trainer, you get kicked off the football team.
Yeah, no, probably but it could not be in the handbook.
No.
That doesn't mean that...
It wasn't in the handbook.
All right. Okay. I understand. It's your high school.
Maybe
that
there could
the
be
case.
Some. Maybe there could be some high school.
Frowned upon means that it's a rule, whether that rule is written or not.
It's
I'm
an
not saying
rule.
It is a,
I'll agree with you
a strong rule. I'm just saying that he broke some little rule or whatever. He's broken lots of rules.
He broke the same kind of rule of don't eat the last donut, don't eat the last slice of pizza.
Somebody's got to eat the last donut, and somebody's got to eat the last slice of pizza.
Somebody's got to have sex with a trainer.
And what
right.
do you think the trainers are there for? I mean, I'm saying that a
they're
large
there to wrap things.
Of three females that are
he
choosing
something.
That's what I'm saying.
Consensually.
Yeah.
Choosing to work for free in all likelihood, with the college athlete males is probably there because they like college athlete males.
And I suspect
that they might also be on a scholarship.
They could a trainer scholarship?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
So tell us more, because there is more. I'm observing this.
You put males and females together, and some of them are going to touch each other.
Yeah.
You put males and males together, females and females, somebody's touching somebody.
Right. Yeah.
The details of the adjudication process will be familiar to anyone who's already read the other reports on sexual misconduct disputes and the blog links over to something else. Dispute being an increasingly odd word to use, given that I've now covered two consecutive cases where yeah. the supposed victims, in air quotes, agreed with the accused that their sex was consensual.
So, right, where is the dispute exactly? Certainly not between the alleged victim and the perpetrator. 855-453. There's more to this story.
Yes.
Daryl
yes,
will share
is.
It. Coming up in hour number three, and you can share with us your ridiculous college experiences. 855-453 if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live or Skype into the show. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.